Welcome to the Build Guild Podcast, a professionally unprofessional podcast for makers. My name's Rick Kesselman.
Hey, what do you do in your spare time? What's your side hustle called?
Well, my full-time job is I'm a jeweler and a furniture maker and renovation guy.
Okay.
And music producer.
Jeez.
Man.
Yeah. It's the Renaissance man.
So I'm pretty much a one-trick pony.
Builds tables.
I'm Cody Skinner from Organic Woodwork. And as you couldn't guess, I do woodworking.
Good for you. Good. My name's Brian. I do whatever I want.
That is true.
My last name's Hickey. My students call me Mr. Hickey. I'm an art teacher. That's my day job. I just got back from a student-teacher conference, which I didn't participate in because I don't grade, so there's no reason to talk to me. And I'm okay with that. I just point people in the right direction. Yeah, this for real.
All facets.
Yep. And I'm Fiery Squirrel Art in my haha spare time. And I'm in the midst of Inktober on Instagram.
Yeah, I love today's Inktober.
Thank you very much.
I reshared that.
Oh, cool. Did you really?
Yeah. My story. Yeah. Fantastic.
Yeah. Thanks a lot.
$10 for a possum.
You did a comic book today.
Essentially, yeah. I got real sarcastic and sick of Inktober, and I just did a stupid comic strip in nine photos on a carousel on my Instagram. And
it's my favorite.
It would be. Of course it would.
Like I was about to say, that's my
magical things happen when you just stop caring.
that's probably going to be the most successful Inktober post you're going to have as well.
Probably so. Yeah. Okay.
It's funny how that happens.
Who are you over there?
I'm Ben from Myers Woodshop.
Oh, good.
That does nothing with wood.
What are you doing?
Content create.
More or less,
that's what I do. Lately, I've been 3D printing stuff. So.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it.
Okay. You ordered a new 3D printer, right?
I did, yes.
So that makes seven.
Well, he's
a couple. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Well, I gave two away. I'm selling two of them. But Prusa came out with a new 3D printer.
Like
and they are the top of the
ridiculous line.
So yeah, I'm consolidating a bunch of these, and I'm going to end up with just two in the shop. A big Prusa and a little Prusa.
There you go.
And that's it.
Nice. So.
As it should be.
Rick, do you 3D print anything?
I do not, but I might.
You should.
So we're are going to talk after the podcast is over.
All right.
About one of those two machines.
Okay. Well, one of those two machines are for sale.
Oh, yeah. Good.
So let's talk.
So let's
hope
talk.
It's the one I had my eye on.
Yeah. I don't think it is, but.
Well, then it's the one my son has
all
his
right,
eye on.
Okay.
So.
All right. Okay. What? So you're doing all. You said Cody opened it and said, what's your side hustle? But this full-time hustle is all of that under the umbrella of
Kesselman
Custom Works, right?
Yep.
So you came as a jeweler. I knew you were a jeweler full-time for a jewelry company, right?
Correct.
Anything before that has to do with anything you're doing now?
Well, before that, I toured with a Christian acapella band for 10 years.
What was that band called?
The Firemen.
The Firemen, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Our
33 states, 350,000 kids. So
our song leader at church is one of your fellow.
Are you go to Highway?
Uh-huh.
Shout out to James McDuffie.
Yep.
Oh.
Keeps it lively.
Okay. Keeps it lively.
These extroverted musical types.
Yeah. And I'll see you Sunday because I'm filling in for James.
Oh,
okay. So, well,
yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
So you were Tara's Gold, right?
I was.
Here in Searcy, which turned into Tara's Diamond Company or something.
Tara and Co. Went through three iterations.
Okay.
So actually, four if you count the business that his parents had before.
Oh.
So it was Simpson Jewelry.
Oh.
And then it was Simpson Jewelry Downtown.
Mm.
And then it became Tara's Gold.
Okay.
I worked for them in from 95 to 04.
Okay.
And then moved to South Carolina to take a full-time ministry position. I was a full-time worship leader for almost 10 years. And did jewelry as a side hustle there. And then and then move back, and within 3 days of being back in town, I went right back into Terra's, which is now Terra and Company Diamonds.
So way back in the beginning, how'd you get into the jewelry? Were you self-taught? Did you go to school for this? How'd you get into that?
I was self-taught.
Is there a school for jewelry?
There is. Okay. Many different schools for jewelry making.
And we're not talking you sold jewelry. We're talking you made the jewelry. You cut the diamonds. You formed. No. You didn't cut the diamonds.
No. No.
You formed all the ring parts?
Your precious metalwork, right?
Okay.
Engraving
stone
and
cutting
shaping.
Is a totally different world.
Okay.
So for most goldsmiths, silversmiths, you're only doing metalwork and stone setting, but you don't do any stone cutting. And stone cutters don't usually do any metalwork.
Mm.
They're just doing stone cutting.
Gotcha.
So rarely do the two interleave. There's some guys that do it, but that's pretty rare.
So were you forming the diamond or forming the ring to the diamond or the other way around?
Usually I start with a stone.
Okay. You know,
someone come and pick out a half carat, or they think they want a half carat diamond. I can build to dimensions. So,
okay.
And my whole world is millimeters.
Yeah. Everybody's is except for our country,
which
is stupid.
Yeah. But. So.
What's a millimeter? You mean an inch?
It's really small.
That's what I'm very used to in the 3D printing and CNCing and lasering.
Look, this is America.
Yeah.
All right.
No, no.
U.S. military doesn't use the metric system? Okay.
Is that what a mic is?
Oh, my gosh.
They called it a mic.
Okay, thank you. So, again, was this something that, going back to the original question I asserted at the beginning of this conversation, school or no school?
Well, I was a junior at Harding.
Okay.
Graphic design major. And not very good at graphic design.
Well, that makes two of us.
Well,
because I'm not a graphic designer now.
Right. We got to stop with the Harding graphic design. Like,
oh, no, it's a great program.
It's an amazing program.
It is.
Yeah.
For people who don't do, like, it leads to full-time artwork.
That's pretty true, actually. Like, lots of people have found their calling is not graphic design at the Harding graphic design. Yeah, there you go.
Well, what I should have been was a 3D designer.
Okay.
But just because I work so well with my hands. Don Robinson... Who did you know him? Okay, he was one
possibly,
of the professors.
But I don't know for sure. Okay,
he was the only one who taught the jewelry class at
Harding.
There was
a class.
There
on
was.
It. Oh.
It was offered once every 4 years.
Oh wow!
And only if there was at least 6 students interested.
And you made the cut. You were in the right place at the right time.
They did not offer it because I was the only one that
you were
signed
the
up.
Only
for
one who
wow.
signed up.
Correct.
For
so they did not offer it. So I went to Don and I said, Don, I really wanted to learn how to make jewelry, and. So he hacked off a piece of wax and gave me one file and said, take this back to your dorm room and carve it exactly how you want the ring to look. So I went back to my dorm room and sat and cut for 45 minutes and then took it back to him. And he says, you're done already? I said, yeah, I guess. And I said, this is exactly how I want it to look. He said, okay, take it over to Terra's and tell them you want them to cast it for you in gold. And... they'll charge you to do that. They'll charge you for the metal. I said, okay, whatever. So I walked in there and spoke to Van the very first time I spoke to him. And I said, I just finished cutting this. He said, man, this must have taken you a while. I was like, yeah, like 45 minutes. I can't believe it. It took forever. He's like, this took you 45 minutes? He said, yeah. He said, how many waxes have you carved before? I said, this is the first one. He said, would you like a job?
Nuh-uh.
That was it.
That's what happened?
That was my interview.
That's awesome.
And I was working
Holy
at...
Holy smokes.
It's
like, that's just as good as your story of walking next door and getting a job once your building burned down.
Yeah, that's true.
Jeez. And that happened. That
and that happened. Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
Well, sorry. I was working as a mechanic, as the assistant manager for the quick change oil place. On Ray Street, and he said, put in your 2 weeks notice, come by the store every day after work, and he said, I'll put you through jewelry repair crash course, and he said, at the end of those 2 weeks, you're going to start here. I said, all right.
Okay, what year was this?
95.
Oh, my gosh.
So, yeah. And that was it. That was literally it. And then in...
And you started working there full time while you were in college still?
No, I dropped out of college.
You quit college, and took a full time job as a jeweler.
Good for you. Smartest college.
Wow.
So not only to bash Harding even more, just drop right out.
Well, I supported my wife so she could finish her education.
There we go.
Which she did for 2 years.
So you were already married at that point.
Yes, I had. No.
That's the reason people go
that
to Harding.
That was why I was. Right. That was why
I didn't.
Yeah, people go to Harding and get an education and a wife, right?
I did
not. Oh, my gosh.
That was why I was wanting to make the ring.
Okay.
It was going to be the engagement ring.
Okay.
Oh.
All right.
So I made the ring. We got engaged. We got married. We started working at the jewelry store.
Wow.
And
that's amazing.
That was it.
Okay.
So, that's an amazing story.
Yeah. Well, I did not know that.
Poor
word.
You just, what made you think I want to go take a jewelry class? That's
just
not something I would have done. I don't know. Like, I wouldn't even have thought of that.
So
was it already in your head? You were wanting to drop out and you were trying to learn a trade? Like,
No, that wasn't it. I was actually wanting to finish college and to have a piece of paper, I guess.
Yep.
Yeah.
But I was okay at graphic design. I wasn't great. And there was a lot of folks in my class that were great. Mm. One of them works for Disney right now as a lead animator.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
so when you say great, you mean great.
No, I mean super great.
Okay.
So when I have to go watch Frozen 2, I'm punching him in the
So it was just really strange because I felt like not only did I feel not great about graphic design, but my artwork was being compared to that level.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I was like, man, I wish there was something else I could do in art.
Okay.
I wasn't good at color theory. I couldn't paint. I didn't get a chance to try ceramics, but I would have loved it.
Oh, you
think? Know I would have loved it.
See, that's the kind of thing I avoided.
Really?
Yeah.
I
don't know. Something about free form and wheel thrown both. I never... It still scares me, actually.
So
you remember when we went down to the... What is it?
Innovation Hub?
Yes, the Innovation Hub. And they had like...
They had a room of it.
A whole room just dedicated to it. And I was like, I'm out. I just walked through it.
Oh, my goodness. I would have
like
got lost in there. I just stayed for hours.
Okay, who should have taken Rick?
And
if they named jewelry class something like goldsmithing,
I mean,
or, you know, like something
is.
Cool, I would have been like, all right, maybe.
Yeah.
Well,
but jewelrying is like,
Okay, let me explain something about collegiate jewelry making.
Yes, please.
It is... the 1970s art form of just make something ugly and call it jewelry. It's totally not retail.
Okay.
Professional retail jewelry.
So you were quite fortunate to just go straight into the real thing and be trained for 2 weeks.
Yeah. Well,
well, good. I'm glad
I learned some of the ins and outs of jewelry repair for 2 weeks and then for a year. And then I didn't make my first custom piece until 2 years into it.
I see.
Because they weren't sure if I could handle the customer interface.
Right.
So you'd have to be able to counter sketch as the customer's telling you what you want. You got to be able to draw it as they're speaking. So you got to have enough knowledge of how do these things go together before I can tell this person I can do it. So
you basically got yourself a paid apprenticeship for 2 years before you started.
I mean,
correct.
That's
doing
honestly,
custom
that's the way
for,
to go.
Oh, for sure.
It was awesome.
Like, that's
but at the end of
amazing.
The 2 years, he basically turned all the repair, all the stone setting, and all the custom work directly over to me. And I was the only employee their family had ever had in 40 years.
Wow.
So
wow, indeed. Okay. Awesome. So... How about, okay, and that's something, like you said, you went back to years later at the same company when you came back to Searcy.
Yep.
What about the woodworking? What about the stuff you do? Did you say chairs?
I'm currently making a set of 5
okay.
chairs.
And tell us about that, because not many woodworkers do chairs. Mm-hmm. So how did it all start?
Chairs don't seem like they are worth making for the money.
Right, because they're so a lot of time and wood workers energy don't make for it. One chair so, instead of just a table.
That's why I make benches.
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's. I mean, it's.
Yeah.
Don't ask me to make a chair.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I'll do it, but it's going to cost
you.
Yeah.
Because that's a lot of time.
Yeah, it is a lot of time.
Especially when it's a one-off design,
mm-hmm.
you know, and you don't have like a ton of jigs set up already to really mass produce.
Yep.
Yeah.
And we were talking beforehand that I don't have any jigs set up.
You don't?
Chair making. Mm-hmm. No.
Please elaborate.
And it took him 45 minutes to make a chair.
I mean,
yeah, and it took forever. I was there for like 20 minutes.
How many chairs have you made? Oh, this is the first one.
Yeah. Well,
he made it out of clay or wax or whatever.
Wax.
Is that a wax chair?
It's just a wax chair. Okay, go cast it in solid gold. Sorry.
I didn't grow up in a house where the garage was an acceptable place for you to be.
Okay.
Because there was carpet in there.
Oh.
Literally.
Okay.
Yep.
There's carpet in the garage.
Correct.
Like where you parked your car.
Correct.
There was carpet.
So that may be a whole different story for a whole nother night.
I mean, if we got the time, go ahead.
This carpet was put in
The year
on
was
purpose.
1968.
Yeah.
The carpet was green.
There was clear plastic on the couches. There was...
Nope, just in the living room.
Okay. Yep.
So I didn't grow up getting to play in the garage. No woodworking, nothing. But when I met my wife, she's from Toronto, Canada. Her name is Teresa.
Oh, happy Canadian Thanksgiving this past
week,
by the way.
Absolutely. Uh-huh. We celebrated. It was great.
Oh, yeah. You get two Thanksgivings? I'm so jealous.
Yes. It's great. So when I first went up to meet her family, her dad has been a woodworker his whole life. He's French Canadian. Wood coming out their ears they had a shop six times the size of this building, and all they did was woodwork.
Oh.
And I walked in the very first time and took in the smell, and I was like, I gotta build something.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta build something. So we were there for 4 days, and I think I saw my wife maybe twice.
That sounds like the greatest vacation.
So you and your future father-in-law bonded.
We did.
My wife doesn't listen to this.
Okay. Well, I'm afraid mine might. So.
And Ben knows my brother-in-law, Rich.
We went to college together. Good friends.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he was always super handy. He made everything.
Yep.
He basically helped build my first car.
Cool.
So the first car I ever got was a Delta 88.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. It had front end damage. The brake lines were cut. The fuel pump needed to replace. He fixed all that.
All of it.
And he did it on his own.
Yeah.
It was crazy. He was super talented with his hand. I just saw he made a canoe and a
paddleboard. Yeah.
From scratch. Beautiful. Super jealous.
I got to see it a few months ago before it was finished, and it is ridiculous.
And what's awesome about Rich is that he does not share any of this on social media for anything.
No.
People would go crazy over his stuff. And it's like, I made this. Throws up a picture canoe, and that's the end of it.
Right.
I don't hear from him for like another year. It's amazing.
Wildwood connection once again.
That's right.
I met him.
Oh, yeah.
16 years ago in 2003, my first summer there.
With Danny Baird.
Exactly.
With Danny Baird.
Good buds.
The ropes boss there was training us to do rappelling and high ropes.
Mm-hmm.
And Rich was named Captain Canada.
Yeah. Yep.
And I was named Captain Capacitor. That's exactly what he did. I mean, he just absorbed any skill, especially if it was like with his hands, like it was second nature to him, and he was just going to town while I'm still fumbling, trying to figure out these knots I'm supposed to know.
Yeah.
And then for a while he went off and like drilled water wells in what was it, the Dominican and Haiti and all these different places.
That's how they knew my wife.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yes.
Because when I started dating Molly, when I first said, hey, I'm going to go out with this girl, and showed Molly a picture of him to Rich.
Yes.
Rich or Danny, one of them said, she's a good girl, Ben. She's a good girl.
Okay.
And shook their head at me, and I'm like, what does that mean?
Okay.
I'm a good guy. This goes all for full circle. It's crazy.
Yeah, Rich Amy's like, half MacGyver
for sure,
and half Indiana Jones.
Yeah.
So the whole family is like that then?
Well,
yes.
I mean, we didn't really find anything that her dad couldn't do.
Uh-huh.
So, and the thing is, he was always willing to try.
Yeah.
And I kind of absorbed that willingness. Just,
yeah.
I'm not afraid to try anything.
It's not afraid to try. It's that willingness to fail.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, you just got to be willing to fail.
Yeah. And you can't, and when you do fail, you can't just absorb it and totally give up.
Oh, yeah. You're like, you got to be resilient.
You got to stand up and try it again.
Yeah.
And so by the end of those 4 days, I had mentioned to her dad that I've always loved drafting. Love drafting. He's like, well, you need a drafting table. I do? Okay, I guess I do. So at the end of 4 days, we had a completely from scratch drafting table, which we then disassembled, put in the car, and explained to the
customs
border guards.
Mm.
What is I didn't thing? Pay for any of this.
Yeah.
My father-in-law made it. So anyhow, that was my introduction to woodworking 24 years ago.
Wow.
So.
Wow.
And then you came home and just started doing it at home?
I did.
Started with a draft. Started drafting the sketch and design.
I started drawing like crazy. And went out and looked for a magazine that I could get that would help me with my skills. So I bought a subscription to Wood.
Wood, yeah.
And did a couple of the small projects because I only had very few tools.
What were your few tools starting out with?
What
are the essentials for you?
I got a Bosch jigsaw, which I still have. It's 22 years old.
All right.
Wow.
Yeah, and it still cuts like butter.
It's a corded one.
Corded.
Right? Corded, yeah.
But I won't give it up, ever. I got a skill saw, and for a few years, corded screwdrivers.
Yeah.
Cordless screwdrivers, but that's about it.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's about it for
that's
a few years.
That's all it takes to make a lot of things.
My first big piece was a wood project, a wood magazine bookcase with the fancy arch top. And
still standing today?
It is.
In your house?
In our house.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was my.
And do you walk by it and look at all the flaws, and that's all you can think of? Because
you know,
that's how it is for me with all the stuff I make.
You know,
except he made it perfectly.
I started out.
That's my problem, I guess. Everybody else here is good.
Yeah, we can live with our flaws.
I started out.
Cody's like, no, we can't.
Cody didn't say that.
Okay.
This was before you were full time business,
yeah,
right?
No.
Everybody's
No.
Everybody's stuff they're getting now is perfection.
No. So I had this conversation. You know, I started out giving tables away.
Yeah.
Right.
It's because they were all crap.
Yeah.
So.
And no one can refuse
you have
it.
A conscience.
Yeah,
you can't sell crap.
I couldn't sell crap. So like, I made a bunch of tables. Like no, but so we made tables and we were giving them away. But it was like at the same time, I took that opportunity to like really hone it. Like,
yep.
Make it better every time.
Yeah.
So. Yeah.
Well, it's kind of like what we were talking about just a second ago. I was willing to try it. I think I made it all out of white wood or pine or, you know, something. But
which
I thought,
is technically like probably the hardest wood to make anything out of because it's just going to move a thousand times before you're done.
It's not already bent
so
in a bow before you buy it.
Which,
so.
You know, those are the things you learn.
Yeah.
But... I knew I didn't want to spend a lot of money on it because I would probably mess it up.
Yeah.
And it turned out great. So I hauled it out onto the driveway to spray polyurethane it and set it up on some blocks. And, man, it looked good in the sunlight. Got it all sprayed and wind. Boom, right on the concrete.
On the back or front?
Front.
Oh, nice.
Of course. Yeah.
Not the back.
Yeah,
no, that would have been
heck
fine.
No.
No, on the front. I just... wanted to throw up.
Yeah.
But it was like, well, that sucks.
Anytime I take something outside to spray with a spray paint or polyurethane,
no.
I end up with a billion bugs in it.
Yeah.
That's my problem.
Mm. Oh, man. Same thing with any epoxy.
Oh, epoxy's terrible.
Oh.
I think they can smell it.
Yeah. I don't know what it is. Like,
inside
I'll have
your shop, you have
no flies ever. and then all of a sudden, like, I do a pour.
And
it's the one. I start seeing that
he's
one.
He's pouring in.
Go. Get in, guys.
Go.
Where did you come? And then it's at that weird, almost cured. Like, it's going to leave a fingerprint.
Just leave it.
I never had that happen in all the epoxy pouring I've had.
Never?
Really?
Not in here.
Well, because you pour it and then you put it in your little vacuum thing.
Yeah, most of the time, it goes in a vacuum thing.
Well, mine's in wide open space to pour. Yeah, it's a table pour. It's just there.
Well, mine's a garage, and with the Arkansas humidity, if I ever try to put a clear coat on anything, including paintings that I have spent hours.
Right.
And, you know, jigsawed and scroll sawed and assembled. Yeah, that goes great.
Yeah.
And then I have to repaint the whole thing.
Mm. Facebook.
Shut up.
Mark Zuckerberg.
Shut up.
Mark Zuckerberg.
You know what I deleted from my phone? That Facebook app.
You're kidding me.
No. Did I not tell you that?
No.
Okay, so I saw a list because I read too much news.
Here it goes.
Once an episode, we get a Brian Facebook.
No, this is legitimate, you guys. Of the top 10.
He read it on the internet.
It was on the internet. Of the top 10 worst, you know, third party data sharing apps out there. Of course, Facebook, to no one's surprise, was at the top. And I was like, well, forget it. It's on my laptop.
They already have your data.
Shut up.
And I read that article on Facebook.
No, I did not. It's on Yahoo. Totally different.
Owned.
Data breaching giant. And the other one was YouVersion, the Bible app.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh,
and so I.
Really?
They said they actually gather a lot of information and they don't know where it goes. And so I agonized for a few minutes and then I was like,
China.
Yeah. I deleted the Bible from my phone. And I decided I'm going to carry around a regular hard copy, you know, an actual Bible.
Yeah.
Like I probably should anyway.
Wow.
The end. Huh? So. I'm sorry, where were we?
Let's take a moment to talk about your new item.
Okay.
Just real cut into that. Speaking of phone.
Well, I have here in front of me two phones. One of them is the iPhone 5, as near as we can tell.
With a cell plan that doesn't have data.
That has no data, that Ben gave me like 2.5 years ago. And boy, I've gotten the mileage out of it. And then next to it is an iPhone SE, and I don't even know what that means, but he did tell me that it's got 32 gigabytes of storage space on it, which, you know, definitely rivals the 15 that was on this 5.
It doubles it.
So now I can take lots of pictures.
Yeah. But we did purchase that with the funds from the ads and the Patreon members we have. To get you a phone.
Which I did not know was going to happen.
He had no idea.
Of course, Ben has been agonizing for months over this, unbelieving that I'm still carrying this crap around with me.
It's ridiculous.
Like, finally,
in this day and age,
the first 11 episodes of the Build Guild, we've got enough money to do something about this. And he bought me a phone. So
let me take
everyone. Thanks, everybody, for listening. And thank you, Ben.
Yes.
I appreciate it.
Well, let's take the time to thank the patrons that signed up on our Patreon page. Yeah. We have Josh Luther, Sam Myers, and Stonefly Nets.
Thanks, you guys.
Thanks, guys.
You personally bought Brian a new iPhone.
Yes, you personally did.
That can run the latest iOS up to date.
Share the Build Guild with your friends, because every time you listen, a lanky man gets a phone.
That's true. He ends up, if we can get enough of these guys to sign up, we can get you some internet in the house.
Yeah.
And he might even put Facebook on
him. No, he won't. No.
Don't find him on Facebook.
No. Don't find
him. Yeah, I mean, you can find me on Facebook. I may or
he
may
won't
not
respond.
Reply, but yeah.
It's because he's removed the app.
So how do you run your side hustle? I don't. I hate it.
I complain about things that get me money. Oh, my. So, Rick, how important is Facebook to your business?
Well, it is actually probably my only advertisement. Because I don't have a website yet.
Brian doesn't know that, but...
I know. I
knew it.
I turned to face you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like your page.
Well, I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
That and Instagram are my two outreaches, so they're pretty important. I've had commissions from all over the country, and one from a couple months ago was from Hawaii. So
found you on Facebook or Instagram.
Yeah.
One of those two.
Facebook.
That is pretty amazing.
Wow. Yeah.
The reach that's on there.
Did you tell him to send you some koa wood and you would think about it?
You know, here's the thing.
I love koa.
I wanted to hand deliver this piece.
That should be built into the price.
And I would get some koa and bring it back.
Yes.
See? It's two functions.
I like it.
Free trip to Hawaii. Wood.
What's
yes.
What's this bag full of wood,
so,
sir?
Yeah. Plane. So what you probably don't know, I lived in Hawaii for 3 years before I moved to Arkansas. Yeah. And so
that was probably a letdown.
Well,
he didn't woodwork then, so he didn't know
I did
wood
a
was.
Little bit.
Did you?
Yeah. And actually I think I have a blank of koa because I was
really?
Still like turning and stuff.
Yeah.
So.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, come to find out that they were bringing their daughter to Harding. So they came here and
they brought
up the
it
ring.
To you and got it.
So
what percent of your business is rings now that you're on your own?
Oh, I would say
or jewelry appear
probably 40%.
40%?
Yeah.
And the rest
the
a
rest
mixture
is,
of
well, before that it was 100%.
Right.
Know? So what I wanted to do was...
So you started on your own just doing jewelry.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then you just added everything else because you're a Renaissance man.
Well, I wanted some variety. I mean, 24 years doing jewelry, and I wanted a little bit of spice. So always have enjoyed woodworking. Thought, see if anybody wants to do this. And I got a couple of bites for some small things. And did those, and they turned out fairly successful. So when this person asked about this table and chairs, I said, sure. Because I built my kitchen table, and I built most of the furniture in our house.
Uh-huh.
But that's over the past 23 years.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So... And not on a schedule, and I didn't have to impress anybody but my wife, and she loves my work. But
yep.
where I fall flat on my face is always the finish.
Ugh, so I hate
the finish process.
I equally hate.
If
maybe
I could
more
pay
so.
Someone
yes.
to finish it,
yes,
I would do it, but I can't find anybody. To
That's why I exclusively offer CNC stuff not finished.
Yeah,
because I do not want to do it.
I'm with you, man.
God.
I do it sometimes.
Yeah.
This is the painter.
I know.
But only sometimes.
Well.
And there's
he's trying to convince
that,
you to finish his stuff
I'm
for
not going
to
do that.
He doesn't want to do it.
I'm
either.
Not going to
finish
all stuff.
The finisher doesn't
want
to finish.
Well,
we just got you a phone.
Yeah, I know.
What do you need, man? This is what we're asking.
Koa wood, maybe?
Yeah.
Maybe.
There
you go. Do you know what that is?
No, I have never used koa wood.
I don't really.
I know
either.
It's a kind of
it's
wood.
It's from Hawaii.
I know it's kind of darkish,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like and walnut, dark walnut, maybe?
Yeah, kind of a walnut with the figuring, though.
Spell
maybe.
That for me?
K-O-A.
K-O-A.
Oh. I was
the one I don't know
really
how to pronounce is wenge, or wenge, or
winge.
Winge?
Mm-hmm. Winge.
Is it winge?
Mm-hmm.
It's winge.
Okay.
Isn't that literally how it's spelled?
Well, yes, but I've never mind.
Okay. Yeah.
I should know better than to ask Ben how to pronounce things he can't spell.
That's true. Yeah.
Pistachio.
No, that's
sorry, that
one
was
is
before.
P-A.
P-A. Yeah. You get the first two letters right, it pretty much just gets you the rest of the way.
Pistachio. Yeah.
Lobster bisque. For the longest time, I pronounced it lobster bisque because I had no idea. And I am not a pinkies up kind of guy. I had no clue.
Good thing you're not very, you know.
I don't like that bisque stuff. And,
yeah. Okay. Does that come with a bisque?
I'm not Arkansas with it.
You're not. Rick liked that one.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. Who gave us mics?
Cody, your episode came out.
Yeah.
Woo! This is a
yeah.
big deal.
Cody's
we waited
on.
All these episodes, 11 episodes talking about your show, your
yes.
show, your show. And it just came out on Hulu.
Yep.
Hulu.
Amazon
Prime.
And YouTube.
And
you can go to our website at organicwoodwork.com. Yeah, I have a website.
Do it.
Say it again.
So organicwoodwork.com.
AR.
Scroll all organic. The way down to the bottom.
Yes.
And you can click on the Main Street symbol and watch the show.
Awesome.
Sweet. And yeah. It's been great.
How's business been since it came out? That's the question.
Booming, man.
Booming?
It's booming.
I can never tell if you're serious or not.
Wait, what do you mean you can't tell if you're serious or not?
I can't tell if you're serious
you're
right now.
You're always like, I run an insolvent business yeah, that makes no true. Money.
You're very Brian on this.
That's pretty true.
So, no, it's actually doing pretty good, yeah. We were doing pretty good before. I mean,
Pretty good. You were making money pretty good is the way you were saying it.
Yeah.
Are you in the positives? Have you been in the positive this month?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Good.
I think so.
That's winning.
I'm not really sure.
I don't count well, so who knows? I just need Pete. Yeah. So,
are you booked out for a while?
No. I mean, I'm getting pretty good with the turnaround.
Yeah.
Yeah. Closing in that cash flow window.
Well, and you have your mom and your brother there.
Yeah. So I have my mom there. My mom's there every day.
Every day.
Dude, she drives all the way from Cape City, which is an hour and a half.
Yeah, it's far.
Yeah, she drives an hour and a half one way just to come and like run the office because it was...
She loves you so much.
Yeah.
Dang. Or she's super bored.
No, I've got... I have the best mom. Like, I'll just say it. Apparently. Like, I do have the best mom. And she comes out there... I just mentioned, I was like, I'm drowning. Like, I was getting so many emails and phone calls and still trying to build stuff. And this was before the show came out.
Yeah.
Like, just trying to, like... keep up with inquiries while building things. And then like when you stop to build something to answer an email or an inquiry or someone comes in and you got to talk to them, like then you're out of that flow and it slows down the process. And so it's like I was just telling her this, venting my frustration. And she was like, well, I'll just come down there. So she did.
And she's been there every day since.
Every day since. And dang. Which is great because once the show came out, like there's no, I would have spent the last week just answering emails and phone calls.
Really?
Yeah.
Did your wife help you out with that stuff?
Nope.
No?
No, she owns nothing to do with it.
That is how my wife is.
Well,
she has nothing to do with out
she's
here.
She's had something to do with it in the past, and she's like, okay,
never again?
You can start this business if you want to. I just don't want any. I don't want anything to do with it. I was like, okay.
It's not good. It's not bad. It's just don't talk to me.
Okay.
I don't want to do books. I don't want to talk to customers, blah, blah, blah. I said, okay.
What does your wife do?
She works for Harding. She's now the director of Abundant Living.
I don't know what that is.
That is a magazine.
Wait, maybe I do.
And it is specifically for seniors. It's
Harding's
outreach.
Our grandfather-in-law is currently on that retreat. Wait, what's today?
Your grandfather-in-law?
Dr. Henderson.
Yes.
Oh.
That's our wife's grandfather. Yeah.
Yeah. Brian and I are married sisters.
John Henderson is...
Yes.
Yeah.
One of my favorite people on the planet.
Oh, okay. Well,
holy moly.
Yeah.
Well, that makes us some of your favorite people.
Yeah.
That's right. By extension.
Here's the
married
thing.
Married into the family.
I was up in Branson Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. I came back last night.
Right.
I was helping with that retreat.
Oh,
so,
you told me that.
Yeah.
You told me that.
I was hanging out with John all week.
You were hanging out with our grandfather-in-law.
Yep. That's so cool.
Who still rips out window units from people who need them replaced.
He's
and
doing something.
Strong arms them in there.
Yeah.
What is he, 80?
I don't know.
3 or something? He's cardiologist running a hospital.
Magic is
yeah,
what he
no,
is.
He is. Yeah.
He is magic.
And he'll still go do
I
stuff like
that. Called
him
for cardiology help.
Did you?
Monday.
Did you?
Been having more stress.
Oh, that's not good.
I thought I was having a heart attack.
Yeah, you said you
6 months
you
ago
woke
I went
up.
To the ER.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
And then...
It was gas.
It was
not gas.
I wish, man. And then...
No, it was actually pretty scary.
It was stress stuff then, maybe. And then...
Goose Baba.
Mm.
Last 2-3 weeks has been ball of stress right in the center of my chest.
Man.
36. I'm 37 now. 36 was like... Health is destroyed. I think it's stress because I went to the doctor, got an EKG and all that stuff, and everything looked great.
Yeah.
But man,
right
still
there,
felt.
Huh?
You mean
still,
recently,
yeah.
just now,
Monday.
And everything looked great?
Monday I went, yeah. And I took a picture of the EKG and sent it to him.
Of course you did.
And he's like, let me pull. He was on the way to your retreat, and he said, let me pull over and look real quick. No, everything looks okay. You have a little bit of something. It's a little bit like normal.
So it looks good.
Stress, man.
I don't think it has anything to do with your age. I think it has to do. How old is Deacon?
3.
That's where it's at.
Oh my goodness.
Does he sleep?
He sleeps. Oh. Yes. But there's an on and an off, and there's no in between.
I have one just like it. He's now 14.
I think I can handle a 14-year-old.
Oh, I don't know. I had that one in my classroom. He's an interesting character.
One?
No. Yeah, the 14-year-old.
Well, For the first 2 years, he didn't sleep.
Yeah. 2 years?
Two.
Oh,
yeah.
Gosh.
Yeah, and that is when I noticed my health decline.
Uh-oh. Really?
Because I didn't sleep. My wife didn't sleep.
Yep.
And that's when my acid reflux started. Bad.
Jeez. Oh,
like, what? That's crazy, bad. Because they said to me,
I wonder if you have GERD.
Do you have acid G-E-R-D. Reflux or whatever? Because, like, when I get this feeling,
mm-hmm.
I start coughing.
Yep.
To where, like, I have to hold it in.
Yep. Yep.
Oh.
Wow.
And eventually Diagnosed. It'll get higher.
Oh. Yeah, I don't. So it's like, I don't know. It's weird. I don't get the antacid or anything. Like, I don't feel that. Yep. It's just when I get the anxiety, it
burns
I guess.
Like crap.
It's hurts. Not burning. I just start coughing. I don't yep. know. It's crazy.
It's crazy.
Interesting.
I just started getting, like, heartburn.
Really?
Like, it was waking me up in the middle of the night. It was so bad.
And you're 30.
Oh.
Oh, my gosh.
One, five.
Two.
So much older than all of you.
That's why you're here. That's why we're learning.
That's
yeah.
right.
Yeah.
Bringing the wise old men.
No.
Right.
No, no, no.
You're y'all. Like Gandalf the Great.
Y'all,
the Gray.
The Gray.
Y'all Gandalf done made a mistake.
Sorry. I knew I would get corrected. I was just, I didn't know it was he white too? Like Gandalf the Gray, Gandalf the White.
He was reborn as Gandalf the White.
Mm-hmm. Ask Brian, he knows. He can draw you the ship and the staff.
That's
the spaceship for Star Trek Wars.
Can we get some more information?
What did you just say? I am going to punch you.
What spaceship was the Hobbit on?
Bad GERD. Oh my gosh. I hate you all. I hate you guys.
I apologize to all Star Wars and Star Trek fans.
Frodo was on the Death Star.
Oh my gosh.
No, Samwise.
Cody,
you're a rebel.
Shut up.
Have you been drawing any Star Wars or Star Trek things lately?
No.
Knowing Tober has anything to do with nerd?
Not
nerd
really.
Stuff?
I mean, I'll pull up the prompts. Everything I've done so far for Inktober, I've done my best to try to be.
Wait, do you have Instagram on your phone?
100% original.
Ben. You do know they're
owned
by
Facebook.
Facebook
and owned and operated and privacy regulated by Facebook?
And they collect data. That's what I hear.
The first one.
I bet
was,
it knows what scripture you highlighted.
Yeah, all right.
Oh, no.
Zuckerberg's reading my Bible. The first one was Ring. That was the prompt for the first day of this month.
Ring?
Ring. But I resisted the urge to
draw
the one ring.
I didn't.
Did you not?
Are you doing
I
doing
drew
it
the
October?
One ring.
Did you?
Yeah. Are you?
Well, I mean, yeah, the jeweler drew the one ring.
I think we can
that makes sense.
I think that's pardonable.
I think it's okay.
I'm thinking of the movie The Ring, so I would draw the girl climbing out of the TV.
Red movie.
Why would you automatically go to that one?
I'm not a jeweler.
That was so freaky.
That was a weird
I don't watch those kind of movies, but that one.
That one did.
No. Comedy all the way for me.
Okay. All right.
My heart can't take
it.
Right. Okay, I forgot.
I just can't take it.
But anyway, no, none of the Inktober prompts have compelled me to do Star Wars, Star Trek, Lord of the Rings, or anything that I normally would go for. I did all my stuff, thank you.
Toad Sprites.
Yeah, those idiots.
I'm really trying to convince him to make a comic book
of
Toad Sprites.
On,
or
I'm
like the... The big, the ultimate Bible of Toad Sprites.
What do you
then we 3D
do,
print out a Toad Sprite in the book.
What he ought to do is too. Do a pop-up book.
Oh,
of Toad
pop-up
Sprite.
Would be sweet.
There's
I don't know.
A drastic vacuum where pop-up books are no longer.
Is that right?
And they need to be.
They are so cool.
They are so
you could do,
cool.
You could do birthday cards.
I don't know.
Toad Sprite holding up a possum by the tail. Happy Super birthday.
Possible. Happy birthday. I bought you something.
Why are they all redneck?
They're not. They live in the hills.
They're not rednecks. They're hillbillies.
They're hillbillies, yes.
I don't know the difference.
Hillbilly toad sprites.
Quasi-magical hillbillies.
That's hilarious.
What'd you think of your own episode?
So I watched it. I've watched it once.
Is it weird to watch yourself on TV?
Yeah, absolutely.
Like a real... Well, I guess it wasn't like a channel, but like real TV.
Yeah.
I got to see myself on YouTube, which is different. That's like a home movie.
Yeah.
But this is like an episode. I thought your episode was fantastic.
Yeah.
I really think they did a good job. And you came across exactly who you are.
Oh, good.
I really did. Did you see it?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, have you watched
it.
Any of it?
I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I watched it the once. There was some of the footage that was just hard to kind of... That's why I watched it once.
Oh, with the...
Like, yeah,
your.
So.
Your Yeah.
But I mean, other than that, I really was pleased with it.
Yeah.
Overall, you know, they really hit a lot of what my core values are for organics,
uh-huh.
especially, you know,
yeah.
like the
the choice of going full time was not for me to make money. I mean, yes, that is something I need in order for my family to survive, mm-hmm. but that's not the overall decision. The choice for Organic was to offer employment for kids aging out of the foster care system. Because 20% of those kids that age out every year immediately go homeless because they have these issues and they have these hurts and pains that no one's really willing to just kind of walk them through or say, hey, you know, when your ability at work kind of starts to decline, to kind of notice, okay, you need to like talk to somebody, mm. you know, not just be like, you need to work faster and better and harder.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not saying give them a free pass or like, you know, coddle them, but at least
understand where they're coming
understand
from.
Understand those. Yeah. Understand that there's something underlying.
I heard something on the radio today when I was driving that they were talking about a school district. I can't remember where they were trying to understand the kids' needs better. And they did some research where some kids didn't have a home or they mm-hmm. got kicked out of their home and they out of their apartment and had to move to a different home or something like that. And they did research where every time a child moves in their life during school, they're set back 6 months.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
So I can't imagine some of the foster kids going to that has to be exponential.
Man, I will tell you in kind of vague detail, but we received two boys, and they were amazing. And they were probably like they were just awesome to have around. They were 10 years old. They were twins.
You have all girls personally, right?
Personally, yeah.
Yeah. So boys was a different change for you.
Yeah, a great one.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So, like, it was something like, you understand that beast, you know what I mean? But it was just, man, schoolwork, like, coming from the school that they went to Searcy, like, they just had such a hard time keeping up. And it was like the school that they were at was just throwing them a pass.
Mm.
And it was like, you know, and we worked with them, like, every day. We weren't really hard on them, like, so we kind of started setting it up where it was a time. Like, you come in, we'll do homework, and we'll help you with your homework. But if you're still there after an hour and a half to 2 hours, I'm not going to keep you there all night because right. that's just miserable. And then you're not going to even want to do it or try.
Yeah.
Right.
But if you gave it an absolute effort, you know, we'd do it. And we kept in contact with our teachers, you know. We were like, what do we need to do in order to help them with this? And we even got them help to where, like, we were taking them in early, we got them a tutor. And we were just trying everything we could because, I mean, it was hard, you know. They came from an inner city school that just kind of let them, you know, just gave them a pass.
You still have these kids?
Mm-mm.
How long did you have them for?
We had them for about 2 months, maybe three.
The amount of effort that you guys are putting in to kids that don't stay forever, like, it's very admirable. I couldn't do it with my own children. Like, I get worn out.
Yeah. I mean, it is. So, I think, yeah, it's kind of hard. But, man, there's just so much grace that I think we're given for the fact that we're even doing that effort. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, we definitely see the return, you know, in our marriage, in our life. Like,
yeah,
me and Megan, you know, we just celebrated our third year anniversary. We've only been married 3 years. Yeah. And we've had 14 kids come through our home. We've gone through an adoption.
And that's making your marriage better, easier, you think?
I think there's so much communication that has to take place that, yes. I think
that's really important. I mean,
it's just, to make it work better.
Like, in the point to where, like, we would go night, like, I mean, it was shift. Like, at one point, I was working days, she was working nights, and it was like, we were just, like, high five, give ourselves a sit rep on what kid was doing what,
yep.
and go on. And, like, we had to make time to, like, we would do lunch dates.
Yeah.
And that was seriously the only time we would get to talk and, like, see each other. And it was, like, we would talk, you know, it was just, but our marriage has gotten really strong. Hmm. Like,
kudos to you.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't want that. I don't want to know that.
Yeah, yeah.
You
don't want to try that?
No.
No?
Uh-uh. Yeah.
But at the same time,
had to put a padlock on your son's door to keep him in his bedroom?
I turned the doorknob backwards.
Right, yeah, that.
Okay. Keep him locked in. That's because he destroys the house.
He just wakes up in the middle of the night and just starts.
He'll wake up at like 5 before we're awake, and he'll just go he'll eat all the candy, leave the fridge open, eat a popsicle.
Oh, man.
Get the crayons and mm-hmm. color on the kitchen cabinets.
Yeah.
And cut things with scissors.
Nice.
I had to lock him in.
Yeah.
So we can at least know when he's up.
Own
you know?
Protection.
So yeah.
One of the best stories we have, we had this little boy. It was a sibling group, but the little boy was two. Didn't really verbalize much. And I woke up one morning and he's like on the counter eating cookies. And like had pushed a chair like over there to it so yep. he could climb
All
up.
All kids
it.
Know
he's
how to
2
years
old.
Yeah.
Climbing it up, yeah. like just sitting on the counter eating cookies. And I walk in and he just offers me one. Like well, yeah. it's not a big deal.
Well, if like, he offers you one and you accept it, everything's cool.
Yeah. No, but it was at the same time. He just didn't know it was wrong.
Yeah.
They had been neglected so much that it was just a fend for yourself. And like he just didn't know that he wasn't supposed to do that. So like you have to set those. I mean, you really have to like mm-hmm. completely start from scratch for almost all these. Hmm. But
how many kids do you have, Rick?
I have three.
Three.
18.
All of them your own?
Yes.
Okay.
But I am adopted, so
oh.
thanks for adopting.
Oh, man.
So he was the kid on the counter eating the cookies.
Well,
no.
I'm actually a twin, I always tease my...
Identical?
No.
Okay.
It's a girl, the other twin.
Uh-huh.
And I always teased her that it's buy one, get one free day, and they actually paid for me. So I'm the one they wanted. She's wrecked, I'll tell you that.
That's awesome.
And she won't ever listen to this podcast either. So. but we were 8 days old when we were given to my mom and dad. So I'm a big fan, but I have three kids. I have an 18-year-old daughter, a 14-year-old son, and an 11-year-old son. Mm. And one of my early woodworking projects was gates to keep my son contained.
Okay.
Nice.
See?
Nice.
He
yeah.
He knows the pain.
Oh.
He went through gates, but you were just barred doors, man.
Well, I'm ashamed to tell you how many gates I built because it wasn't just one. It was gates for every doorway.
Yeah.
Okay.
No.
Because
I was about to ask, well, did he bulldoze through them then?
He did.
Okay, he did.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
My son is.
Did he
always,
turn out okay?
Yeah, he's great.
To worry for
he really is
he's
great.
Be a bully.
He is so smart, but he's always been enormous for his age. Mm. Every age group he's ever been in, he's like there's the 100th percentile, and he's like 107th. Yeah. That's what the doctors
I don't know
always
what that
say.
Is. I don't know what that feels like.
And it was.
I'm 32, and I'm in, like probably in the 50. I'm 5'9" and like 150 pounds. It's a preemie. And I blame it on that.
Well, it's just so bizarre because now at 14 he's 5'11", and
yeah. See, I see your son on the street, and I'd immediately just bow up. And
giant,
like, what?
Yeah.
32 years old. I'm a grown man. Come at me.
But he is so skilled at everything. And we just thought at three we might kill him because, uh-huh. I mean, we were so sleep deprived. And
yeah.
They're
yeah.
like, we can't contain him.
Yeah.
He breaks through solid maple gates.
When wow. was the turnaround there?
About
Please
six.
Please tell me four.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. About six, he started.
In age four.
Being a lot more compliant.
He became aware that,
he became
you know,
aware.
He. Can
You're
destroy things, and that's not necessarily good.
Yeah.
And, okay.
It was.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I'm glad you figured that
Man,
out.
Man, Ben's like a year away from a pacemaker. At this point.
That's how it's been this last month.
Wow.
Like, no lie.
Oh, I hope you don't.
It's been terrible. And the medicine they gave for me to relieve all this,
yeah.
my brain, like, I felt, you know, have you ever been on a boat for a long time and you get off and you're still rocking around?
Oh, yeah.
I felt like that for 2 days straight.
Ooh.
And I drive for a living, which was, I was fighting it.
So how'd it go?
I was fighting it. Was not, the first day I didn't work. I stayed home.
Okay,
wow.
Good.
The next 2 days I still feel like this. Nice. Today is the first day where I feel
wow.
normal.
I
it's
called you
terrible.
For some reason the day after that happened, like you had come home from the hospital and you didn't pick up, which is not typical for you.
No.
And then you called me later on, And you sounded like me on the phone. You're like, what? Hello?
Yeah.
What do you want?
That's not cool, man.
That's not good, man.
No.
So if you see an Adams Pest Control truck on the side of the road.
It's me.
Blaring Riders of the Storm by the Doors.
Pull over. Call 911.
Call 911.
I don't own any Doors music. It's not mine.
You don't listen to the Doors?
No.
Keep taking that medicine.
I will.
You'll be on top of a car going, I am the Lizard King.
I don't listen to the Doors either. I don't know what that means.
Nope.
Oh, man.
All right, Rick, back to your woodworking and other things. What are your plans for the future?
To survive Christmas.
Survive Christmas? Yep. As in, you have so many orders, you got to fulfill them all.
Yeah, that's typical jewelry season. That's going to be your number one month out of the whole year.
Yeah.
I'd have probably went with like Valentine's Day.
Nope.
Really?
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Wrong.
Should have been a chocolate smith.
But
and speaking of, I want a chocolate 3D printer.
Yeah.
They make those. I just saw it. Dude, it was fed in my Facebook ad.
Awesome.
And I was like, I need one of those.
Man. Jeez.
Facebook.
Well, number two month for jewelers is May for Mother's Day.
Oh, that's yeah.
And then
I'll probably actually be talking to you soon. Yeah. Like I said, I have an awesome mom.
Yeah.
So.
Apparently, you need a pair in jewelry.
Dude, yeah.
Chocolate candy, something. Yeah. Pair in something, man.
I'm going to get a 3D chocolate printer.
Yeah, man.
Why don't you just make a bunk bed in your job? Just drive all the way back every day. Just drive 3 hours for you a day. You know what I mean?
She could just stay at my house, but she'd rather drive her own house.
Wow. That's
well, there is something to say to go back to your own bed.
Yeah.
Yes.
But
it's just straight dedication, dude.
She loves you, man. She loves you.
Yeah. So,
But I slept as a child.
Mm. Yep. Rick wouldn't do that for
his
kids.
Which our daughter did. And we thought, man, she started sleeping 12 hours at week six. 6 weeks old, she started sleeping 12 hours. We're like, we must be awesome parents. We got this. She was a great toddler. And we're like... We should totally populate the world with awesome kids. So, blam, yeah. Second kid, and we're like,
nope,
this is never going to happen again. And
that's
then our
why
third
we
kid.
Don't have more than two.
Yeah.
We stopped that.
Well, we were so delirious, nope. We didn't know that we had a third on the way. And then once we had the third, we made sure
okay.
that it was not going to happen again.
Jesus' second coming is my next baby. Yeah.
So, yeah, it was something. But I guess my nearest plan is to make it a full 1 year, and that will be January 10th. And that's when I left the jewelry store.
Profitable
this year.
In that first year?
It's been great.
Well, that's fantastic.
Yeah, it's been real great.
That's better than Coney.
That's way better than me.
Well,
not even a TV star.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
A TV show and I'm still about to just bankrupt.
I do hate paying tax. It's and I know.
Oh, you're supposed to do that?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Facebook.
But it sure seems like
what is tax spell?
The better that you do, the more
you
get
gotta
nailed.
Pay it.
And it's that's probably the most discouraging part of it.
So do you have a CPA?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the way to go.
Well.
I know people that try to do it on their own. I just use a CPA.
Well, I have it at the very entry level, but next year I'm going to ramp it up a lot. Their involvement. So, because I'm doing all the books and
oh boy,
all the marketing and all the communication all by myself, and it's just too much.
It is a hard road to do all of it yourself because everybody looks at someone like Cody or you or me or not Brian.
No, they don't look at me.
And
they can't find you.
Man, I want to be just like...
It's not on Facebook.
They want to be just like you. He's got everything going on, and he's realized like the 50 million hats we all wear, and it leads you to a heart attack.
Yeah.
Well,
I
mean, it's just a lot of things you got to do.
It's a lot of things.
It's worth it to be your own boss.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely.
I'm not my own boss, so I don't know, but
yeah, I mean,
almost.
I mean, I build all day. I come home at like I try to get home at 5 or 5:30 every day. I try not to
do
work
really
over.
Good.
Yeah.
Good for you.
But like so I build all day and then spend time with my family and then when it's time like everybody's like resting now like around 9:30 going to bed, I stay up probably till midnight.
Okay.
Still
mm-hmm.
doing renderings.
Like, nah, screw that.
Doing.
Nah, I mean, I've been there.
Doing quotes.
Last
trying
month
to,
or so. But.
I mean, yeah, it's just you're staying up. And, like, for me, it's just designing, answering emails, doing quotes. Oh, I don't answer the emails at midnight. No, I just.
Oh, you
I make
don't?
Sure. No, I make sure I have all of the formats ready to go first thing in the morning, and then I shoot the emails out. Because no one wants to get it, you know. I don't know what someone's phone's set up to do, and I don't want to try to disturb them.
Yeah, I'd say the first thing that anybody does when they wake up is look at their phone.
Me. Yeah, and check their email.
You're more than likely, I don't know, I'd send it out at midnight.
I do. Yeah.
You get good response? Anybody else say, man, you sent me an email at midnight? What
you
was
know,
the world?
Occasionally I'll get an email back at 1 o'clock in the morning, and they're like, well, I was just up watching a movie, and I noticed you emailed. Well, that was dumb luck that you were up.
Yeah.
Most of them I'll get middle of the next morning.
Yeah. I send them at like first thing in the morning, and then.
Are you an early riser?
Yeah.
Oh, see, I'm not.
It's like 5 o'clock, aren't you?
Yeah.
Six.
Oh man.
Yeah.
Jeepers.
So there's just this thing of.
So if you want any work done in Cersei, do not call Rick in the morning.
Well, I mean,
Cody, Rick will help you out in the afternoon. Cody will do you in the morning.
I'm up at 6:30 taking the kids to school. But I'm not working.
Not awake.
Business books. I'm not making estimates at 6:30.
No.
I try to go to the gym at least every day at 5. Just that really helps me. Kind
you're
of
crazy,
get
bro.
Going.
I need to do that. I need to do
probably
something.
Why your heart's so bad.
Probably is. Really. I don't like. I don't do anything active.
I think
active.
My heart would be worse if I went to the gym every day at 5 a.m.
Wow.
Honestly.
There's not enough coffee in the world for you.
There are not enough cups of coffee on planet
Brian.
Earth.
Brian, maybe I should start drinking coffee.
I tried it one time.
You don't?
No.
Oh, that's going to
make. Never in my life.
That's going to make your heartburn horrific.
Oh, maybe it'd cure me.
No. Nah,
don't do it.
Probably not.
My heart would be pump, 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 pump. That'd be good.
I'd say no.
Where can they find you on Facebook, Instagram?
Facebook and Instagram are
they
want to
get a hold of you.
Yeah, they're both Castleman Custom Works. Search on Facebook or Instagram, either one is the same name.
Email?
Email is castlemancustomworks@gmail.com.
All right.
Yep.
And you need to send me some pictures so we can put it on the Build Guild of some of the stuff.
I'll do it.
That you have created.
What is so like if I wanted to get a ring or some jewelry, what's usually the turnaround time for that? So if somebody wanted to start ordering for Christmas, when did they need to start? Last month?
No.
Okay.
No. Depends on the complexity of the design.
Okay.
But generally, it's anywhere from 5 to 15 days, unless it's something that's, you know, I'm carving a one-of-a-kind family Celtic knot that's endless all the way around the ring. That's going to take a little while.
Yeah.
I've done it. I don't know how many times, maybe 25 different times, but it just takes a lot longer.
How do you calculate your price on that? Are you doing it by time for you or piece or like how do you, don't have to give away prices.
No, I'm totally transparent on the pricing thing. So if a customer comes to me and says, how do you price it? This is what I tell them. For your basic engagement style, ring, you can expect to start it in the $400 range for the mounting. That's going to get you a basic plain metal band with a basic head. That does not give you the stone.
Are you putting the stone in this,
yeah,
or are you just okay?
Yeah. And then if there's stones down the side, it depends on what size stones you want, and how many stones you want.
So what would be really cool, So we went to the Arkansas Crater Diamond thing once.
Like, did you find a diamond?
No.
No.
No. But I really would like to do it more. I loved it.
I've never been.
Dude, it was so much fun. I don't
so
know.
For those who
like
don't listen. And
playing in the dirt.
Those who listen and don't know about this, explain what this thing is. Because a lot of the listeners are not in Arkansas.
So the
I've never been to it.
I mean, it's a national park.
It is national, right?
The Arkansas was it crater diamond crater
diamond of, crater of diamonds.
Anyways, you can go in. You go into the yes. You go into the park. You get like a shovel and a sift pan. They have like these like sifting troughs.
Water tables.
Yeah. Okay. Whatever.
Rick,
why are you
been
explaining
there?
This?
Why am I explaining? Rick, tell us what this is.
It is the only open pit diamond mine in the continental North America. And, it's the only place that you can find diamonds in North America, except for extreme Arctic Circle in northern Saskatchewan, Canada. There is one other diamond mine up there. It's
so every diamond that comes, every diamond in existence only comes from the one little place in Arkansas and one up in Canada.
No.
None of them come from Arkansas. Yeah, most of them come from Africa.
Well, how are they up in, how are you digging for them in Arkansas then?
That is it's called a natural kimberlite pipe. That's the formation in the earth.
I'm not explaining this.
This is why.
But it's the vein comes up to the earth's crust and breaks open. And that's how you're able to go and just dig, 6 inches.
Oh, yeah. So it's like piping straight from Africa through the ground.
What?
I don't understand what's going on.
This is coming up from like
there
the
are different
of the
continents and different
diamonds.
No, I know.
But you're just saying if everything comes from Africa.
No.
No.
How does Arkansas have
90%?
We got our own darn mine.
90% of all the world's commercial grade diamonds are going to be mined in the African continent.
Okay.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I was taking it somewhere. It's the medicine. I'm still looping.
Oh, okay.
Namibia's, the Skeleton Coast, has one of the largest producers of
Namibia?
Namibia.
Huh.
Yeah.
So if you find a diamond in Arkansas at this park, you get to keep it.
Yeah.
You go in for free? Or does it cost
a minimum?
It's like $10.
Yes. $10,
but
and they give you all the
they give
equipment.
You all the stuff. Yeah,
yeah,
gotcha.
And it's pretty.
You should take the boys, man. I'm telling you, it's
how far away is that?
3 hours.
It's down by Hot Springs.
Oh, okay,
yes. 2 hours max.
2 hours.
Okay,
it's not
I just
bad.
Went to Hot Springs.
Yeah,
you did.
It's a fun time.
And
it's
you lost
cool.
your money there.
Lost my
it's
money.
Very unexpected.
Yeah,
like you conjure up these ideas. What might it? What it might be?
Does it actually look like a crater?
It's nothing like a crater. Okay. It looks like a freshly plowed field.
It's just a field.
Really?
And you go out and you hunt for diamonds, and some people actually find them.
You're basically
them.
Going out and just digging holes,
no.
which I refuse to do for money.
Oh, come on.
Like, you couldn't pay me
diamonds, Ben.
To dig holes.
Diamonds.
I dug 4 holes for
this
my
is why we have a diamond on
the
our
last
state
time I
flag,
dug holes
Ben.
Was for Fisher's Playhouse, and I said,
and
never again, because it took me like 4 days.
Oh,
with the
postal
digger, and I'm like, this is terrible.
Yeah, it's bad. But you're not really doing it like that.
No.
You are beating directly into clay, which sucks no matter how you slice it. But your plan is to not go deep. Your plan is to cover a lot of area.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because they plow
just,
it every morning.
Oh, they're plowing. Oh,
yeah,
they
break
they
it
till
up.
It. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
can I show up with a backhoe?
They're probably gonna say no.
No, but I did see a guy come in there who was coordinating a team of diggers, and they very systematically dig the whole thing.
They'll let you do that. Let you go at it.
You can do whatever you want.
You can do whatever.
It's a public
it's a national park.
Okay.
Yeah.
So.
And we found a lot of cool stuff. No diamonds, but there's amethyst.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of different
my kids
gems
would
and
love
stuff.
That.
Oh yeah, dude.
They're digging for shiny things all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so you do find something.
Okay.
I mean, it's not going to be a diamond.
Yeah.
Cool.
It might be a diamond.
Yeah, the thing about it is the diamonds that typically come out of there frequently are not big, and they don't look...
Clear?
No.
They're like yellowish.
Yeah, yellow and brown, and they just look like pebbles. And they're not shiny at all.
They're like opaque.
So people wouldn't even realize...
Yeah.
Many times people are just discarding things that they find as rocks.
Right.
And they're just chucking them off to the side. In fact, the Star of Arkansas is a 4-carat emerald cut smoky diamond was found by a 7-year-old.
Nice.
In the discard pile.
Of course. Okay.
Because somebody had spent all day digging and they sifted through and they found this big giant hunk of rock and they're like...
So the question is, would you like to know later in life at the pearly gates, you were actually the one that picked up this huge rock and discarded it?
I don't want
to know or not to know.
That was the Star of Arkansas.
Yeah.
You just threw it away.
Yeah. But that's pretty cool.
So, yeah, cool place. Cool place.
You could start your business out there.
Nope.
Don't want to live in Murfreesboro. No. No. Like it in Searcy, huh?
There's a bunch of jewelers out there.
Is there really?
Yeah, there are.
I guess that would make sense.
Jeweler Row. No.
Yeah, that does not sound appealing to me at all.
Digging. I don't want to dig anything.
Yeah. So.
All right. Well, that's it. Thanks for coming.
Thank you very much for having me. I appreciate it.
We are the Build Guild Podcast. You can find us at thebuildguildpodcast.com or on iTunes. Oh, I want to finish up with our reviews. We got a few new reviews.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I'm going to grab the mic and come over here and look at them and read them.
Oh, my gosh.
So, Mr. Puskarich.
Wow, look at all those stars.
Yeah, look at we have a bunch of five-star reviews. And if you're listening, please leave some because that's how we get found by more people. It says, great podcast. Need to fix the audio.
That was probably...
It's ironic because that's literally what you said when you came in here. Yeah. And I don't know how to use the audio board, so...
I think we're golden tonight, though.
Okay.
Well, I'll look at the audio file before
Excellent.
We leave.
Excellent. So, man of all trades. He says, I really enjoyed this podcast. A great conversation by a great group of makers. My only constructive feedback is to normalize the audio.
I think he meant not to do
not
what
do
you
that.
Just
not,
did.
Not do that. Sorry, Mr. Puskacic. otherwise, a very enjoyable podcast.
Okay.
Then we have another one by Think Matt.
Oh.
These guys are a hoot, entertaining to listen to, easy to relate to. You might possibly, theoretically, potentially, awkwardly, learn something along the way. For makers, non-makers, wannabe makers, fake makers, and chuckle makers.
Holy smokes.
Thanks, Matt.
Thanks, Matt. Thanks Matt. For listening.
Thanks, Matt.
Do you think that's... What's his name?
Yes.
Yeah, that's Matt Faulkner.
Is that Matt Faulkner? Okay, all right.
If it's not, then that's crazy.
That was funny.
And then I think we haven't read this one. And if we did, well, we're going to read it twice.
All right.
MKH0327. That's the username that doesn't help me at all.
Of course.
Great podcast, both entertaining and educational. I'm on the road a lot, so really look for podcasts that can keep your attention. Glad I found it. Keep it up. The great work.
I didn't hear that one.
What part of this is educational?
Well,
he knows where diamonds are in Arkansas.
Yeah, we learned a lot about diamonds in the state of
Murfreesboro.
Murfreesboro.
And he knows to stay off Facebook.
Yeah.
Don't use Facebook.
All right. We'll see y'all next time. Thanks for listening.
That's all, folks. Bye.
Bye, everyone.